What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Most Women Are Losers. Now, as you guys can see, I am in a stream trying not to fall in. I am in Smoky Mountains. I'm in Tennessee right now. I'm in a town called Townsend, like Pete Townsend of The Who, and I am wading through a stream. I'm thinking of maybe taking a dip after I'm done with this video. It's really, really, really cold, but at the same time, the water is like crystal clear. As you guys know, I'm traveling across the southeastern USA because creepy Joe Biden is ultimately gonna destroy America, because that's what terrorists do. And as you guys know, I'm going to Europe in November. I may not come back. And if I do come back, I'm probably not gonna have a chance to travel America, because Biden is gonna make vaccines and vaccine passports mandatory, because he's a fucking terrorist, and that's just how terrorists roll. So, let's get into this video. Most women are losers. Alright, the reality of the matter is 80% of guys out there are invisible to women, okay? Now, there's a PUA who shall remain nameless. Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. Who claims that personality matters the most, that all women care about is personality, and that women don't care for looks. Listen, the only time a woman cares for personality is if she's a single mother, post-wall, and she's looking for that beta male provider to take care of her and her bastard children from Chad and Tyrone. That's the only time personality matters, because she's looking for a sucker. But if she is a single woman, she's not post-wall yet, she's decent looking, she cares about looks. She doesn't give a flying F about your personality, unless of course your personality is that of a weak, pathetic soy boy. Other than that, looks are what matters. Now, as you guys know, at the Beta Male Cafe I go to back in small town USA, there's a Chad. He's a 19-year-old kid. He's white. He's 6'5", taller than me, athletic. He has shaggy hair, long shaggy hair, blue eyes. And I'm telling you guys, this guy is at the Beta Male Cafe with at least half a dozen Stacys with him at any and all times. And guess what? He's fucking all six of them. And they know it. So this just proves to you that women would rather share an alpha than be with a beta. So today's modern woman, they're looking for a couple of things before they even look at you. Number one, you have to be over 6 feet, guys, okay? The number of women on Tinder who say, if your height doesn't begin with a six, swipe left. So you have to be over 6 feet. Now, how many guys, what's the percentage of guys who are over 6 feet? Only 14%. So right off the bat, 85% of all guys out there, with no fault of their own, 85% of all guys out there, women don't even look at you. Facts. It's not even a personal opinion, okay? And out of the 14% who are over 6 feet, how many of them are Chads and Tyrones? I know I'm not, right? I know there's at the Beta Male Cafe I go to, there's also another guy who shows up. He's about my height, but guess what? He's bald and he has a very, very ugly face. It's over for him, even though he is well over 6 feet. So right off the bat, you have to be over 6 feet and you have to be attractive. You have to be an attractive, you have to have an attractive face, you know, kind of like a model-like, which obviously disqualifies even me right off the bat. So, even guys like me, you can say it's over for me, even though I'm well over 6 feet. So, and, you know, have hair. So, you gotta be over 6 feet, you have to be, you have to have an attractive face, like model, beautiful face. And the third thing is you have to have a status, because status indicates two things. It indicates societal proof, and it also indicates that you have money. Now, I'm talking about quality woman here, okay? I'm not talking about Shaniqua, I'm not talking about Shanani, I'm not talking about this feral woman who will sleep with a guy just because he wears Nikes and not Reebok, or because he has a British accent, okay? These are feral women. Just like to most quality women, 85% of all men are invisible, to me, Amar Metwali, feral women do not exist, okay? If you are a night rider, meaning you sleep with niggas, okay? You sleep with these type of black people that Donovan Sharp talks about, you know, the pot smokers, the welfare surfers, you know, these good-for-nothing black people, I don't want to have anything to do with you, okay? You got tattoos, I don't want to have anything to do with you. You see, there's a reason why I, Amar Metwali, like tall women. Tall women tend to be classier than shorter women. Why? Because a tall woman, let's say a woman who's like 5'10 and taller, her hypergamy is not going to allow her to get with a guy who's fucking 5'6, 5'7, right? So I like tall women because they have to be more discretion. They have to have a better discretion at the man they get with compared to a fucking 5'4 woman who doesn't mind sleeping with a guy who's 5'8, 5'9 as long as he has some drugs for her. You know, a lot of women out there, guys, they're into drugs. You know, an article, you know, Red Pill Married already said this, okay? I even pointed it out myself a couple of months ago. Women now are more alcoholic than men. So this just goes to show you that women today are fucking addicted to drugs. They're addicted to alcohol, okay? So, feral women, I don't even look at them. Listen, I don't care if you're a fucking hot, 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 hot Latina. You got tattoos, you know, you dating, you know, Enrique, the Puerto Rican drug dealer. You don't exist in my world, okay? So, just like there are women who don't exist in my world, there are guys out there who simply don't exist in quality woman's world. So, 85% of you guys out there, no fault of your own, you're gone. Again, 85%, if you're under 6 feet, you're gone. If you don't have an attractive face, you know, out of the 15% of men out there who are over six feet, how many of them have a model-like face? I'm not one of those, I'm not one of those guys, okay? So out of 15%, you probably have what? Maybe 7-6% of guys who actually have a decent face. I'm not even talking model face. So you have automatically 6-7% of all guys out there who are over 6 feet and, you know, have a decent attractive face. Now, out of those 7 or 6%, how many of these guys actually have status and money? Maybe 3% at best. So right off the bat, guys, women want the top 3% of men. And two of those things are out of your control. If you are a fucking 5'4" Corey Sill, it's fucking over. You can have all the money in the world. You can have everything you want in the world. But it's fucking over for you simply because you're under 6 feet and you have an ugly face because you're a Corey Sill. That's just how shit be. Alright, so how is it that most women today are losers? Now, you know, I love going to the Beta Male Cafe. Granted, I'm paying like $5 a cup to go to the Beta Male Cafe, but the stories I'm able to get to you guys make it worth it. So, the Beta Male Cafe I go to, we have, you know, we get young working women. We get, you know, we get people of all walks from life. You know, the community I live in is a nice, small, middle-class town. Mostly white people, no black people. And again, guys, ain't nothing wrong with the skin color. Heck, I'm even darker than most black people. Heck, I'm darker than AMS. My problem is not black people. My problem is niggas, like Donovan Sharp would say. You know, the guys who would steal, murder, drug dealers, shit like that. That's the problem I have with black people, okay? Not the skin color, right? So, in this town, it's an... Well, not this town, because I'm obviously in town. So, oh, did I just see a fish jump? Is that a trout? Let's see. No, so far I haven't seen any fish swim by. So let me go a little bit further in, see what's going on. The water is extremely, extremely, extremely cold, guys. So, going back to the video. So the woman we get at the Beta Male Cafe, you know, they tend to be decent women. So this one woman, she was there. She was a cute blonde. I'd give her like a 7. She's talking to her friend. And, you know, she's bubbly. She's perky. She's talking about how much she loves her job. And she's focusing on her career. And I'm sitting there listening to their conversation. I'm saying to myself, oh, wow. This woman actually genuinely loves her career, her job. And then she drops a bombshell to her friend. She tells her friend that she is on antidepressants. And she continues to tell her friend that most women don't like antidepressants because it fucks up with them. But if you know how to juggle the medication and you have a good therapist, it all works out. So I'm like, so it is true that the vast majority of women out there are on some sort of head medication. They're on antidepressants, shit like that. Okay, and on top of that, I'm seeing more and more women going to psychiatrists, going to shrinks, you know. The number, you know, guys, when I was at the Beta Male Cafe, I began to notice a lot of women saying, my therapist, my therapist, my therapist. Well, why is it all of a sudden do these women need a therapist? Because they're not using men as emotional tampons, like Sandman would say. So what these women do is that they go and they pay a shrink money so he can listen to their retarded stories. Guys, if you want to make money in the future, a job that's going to make you money, lots of money, quick money, easy money, going to always be in demand, demand is going to skyrocket, become a shrink for women. Just make sure to have cameras all over the place in case she decides to meet to you, because that's just how the modern female is today. So if you want to make money, lots of money, quick money, become a shrink to woman and invest in cat food. Okay, that's just a little FYI from me to you if you want to make money. Now, what is it with these women out there that make them go on head medication and makes them go to a psychiatrist now? Because this never happened in human history. So what's up? What's going on? Well, what's going on is that due to feminism, due to hypergamy, a lot of these women are told, baby girl, you can have it all. You can have a career, you can have beautiful children, you can have a 6'4" Chad who is the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Guess what? Bull fucking shit, man. If a woman has a good career, she's not gonna have a happy family at all. Listen, unless that hoe is able to call the shots in the business because she owns the business, she's gonna have to be at the business at all times. So let's say, even Tom Likas brought this up, let's say a woman works as a lawyer. Hey, we just can't have you going out to Timmy's soccer practice when you're billing the client $150 an hour, okay? We just can't have you going to fucking Susie's ballerina recital when you gotta be in court in 20 fucking minutes, okay? So women who get into careers, especially these high-paying careers, they have to be on call at all times, okay? They don't have time for their children. And on top of that, like the guy who wrote women are from Mars, men are from men are from Mars, women are from Venus, he said it right. He said that when women get into a career, their brain is unable to shift gears. You see, me, Amr Metwali, when I sit down and I work on the computer writing code, my brain is thinking about computer code at 100,000 miles an hour. But the second I close the computer lid and I talk to you guys, my brain is no longer thinking about computers anymore, okay? As men, we can actually have our brain as men can actually shift from work to other stuff. A woman, she cannot do that. In fact, Donald Trump divorced one of his wives because exactly of that. Even though the hoe was working for Donald Trump, you know, she would come home at night, she would lay next to him in bed, and she would say, "Oh man, Enrique the gardener, he looked at me funny today. The wallpaper we got for the new office, I don't like it." And Donald Trump, you know, he's trying to sleep, so his mentality is, shut the fuck up or fuck me. But these women, once they get into career mode, they cannot ever become feminine again. And the thing about high value men is that they know that. You know, men at the top, they know that once a woman gets into a career, she can't be feminine anymore, right? This is why high-powered career men, they don't want fucking career women, okay? That's number one. Now, also number two, you know, a lot of these women out there, when they're waiting for Prince Charming, do you think these women are waiting, sitting at home, knitting a sweater like TFM would say? No. These women are riding the cock carousel. They're going out with them niggas. They're going out with Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're going out with fucking, you know, all sorts of horrible, horrible human beings. You know, the guy who just came out of prison for fucking murder. They're going out with all these horrible men. And they're like, well, it's totally fine until I meet Mr. Right. Until Prince Charming comes and, you know, rescues me, I'm just gonna sleep with all these degenerates. Well, guess what, honey bunny? All these guys who come in your pussy, they make a deposit in you. A deposit, a little bit of them is inside of you. This is why you get all these women out there who are schizophrenic. You know, they have borderline personality. It's like, bitch, what the fuck just happened, you know? Let me tell you something. My Egyptian wife, I didn't know that at the time. She was a dirty, dirty sharmuta. I didn't know that she slept around with men for money. You know, we were only married for a couple of days anyway. So this just goes to show you, once I realized she was a dirty, dirty sharmuta, I threw her in the garbage can where she belonged. You know, there were times where she's riding me like Seabiscuit, saying, get me pregnant. And then 2 minutes later, she's like, if I get pregnant from you, I'm going to have an abortion. It's like, bitch, where did that come from, right? So it's like one second she's one person, another second she's a totally different person. This is how this is what schizophrenia is, when women are like all over the place. You know, one second, you know, they're sweet, the next minute they're toxic. It's because all these guys that they slept with, they get their DNA. So when these women are going out sleeping with terrorists, niggas, murderers, they get all these evil DNA inside of them, and that's why they are. That's why the modern female today is so toxic. So high value men, they know that the modern female is only good for wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's it. That's all the modern female is good for today. You just don't do anything with the modern woman other than wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, because they're toxic, they sleep around, their brain is thinking about their retarded career, and as we all know, a job stands for just over broke, like Sydney MGTOW would say. So these women out there, they don't have a lack of men. See, it's not a lack of men that makes these women losers. It's the fact that their hypergamy is in such over. It's a fact that their hypergamy is in overdrive to the point where they cannot see 85% of men on this planet. You know, listen, baby girl, you're 5'3", 5'4". you know, this guy over here, he's 5'9", 5'10", he's perfect for you. What's the motherfucking problem? Oh, he's not 6 feet. Really? Really? Just because the guy is 2 inches away from that magical 6 foot number, you don't want him, even though he's perfect for you in every way possible? You guys saw that video that Terrence Pop put on MGTOW TV a couple of days ago, where a woman sued a dating agency because they got her a guy who was not over 6 feet. I mean, come on, man. This just goes to show you how retarded the average woman is today. And a lot of these women out there, they gotta know. You ladies out there, you are not on par with quality men, okay? Just because you got a vagina doesn't mean Mr. Fortune 500 CEO is gonna wife you up. You see, this is the hypocrisy of women. Women always complain that men are objectifying them. You guys saw all the videos on MGTOW TV where we have women coming on TikTok saying, "Yo, bro, why am I single? My pussy is a bomb. Why am I still single?" It's because you're fucking toxic. That's number one. Number two, there are billions of guys chasing after you, but you know what? They're the beta male, they're the soy boys, you know, they're guys under 6 feet, you know, they're broke ass nobodies. So these women, they're looking for the top 3% guy, but they themselves are not top 3% woman. See, this is a mental illness that women have, you know. They believe that pussy can get any man they want. Look, a man will come in your pussy just for wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Any guy will do that. But if you want a guy to take you seriously, come on. Come on. This is where women need to understand. You see, let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? Men and women are different. We all know that. We all should know that differently, okay? You see, I, as a man, I, Amer Metwali, I can go work fucking DoorDash delivering pizza and then the next day be running a major platform with tens of thousands of users and God knows how many hundreds of terabytes a month of data being streamed, videos being streamed by you guys. As a man, I can do that. You know, I could be delivering pizza today and tomorrow, boom, you know, big successful enterprise. Thank God, of course. But a woman, you can't go from fucking, you know, niggas to fucking the CEO. Doesn't work like that, okay? So, women have to understand. If any of you retarded women are watching my video, and I know you guys don't watch my videos because I say the hard-hitting truth and you women don't like that. That's why you go over to Yogi Obes, who tells you, hug Jesus, and Prince Charmin will come your way. Go into your virgin room and go, and all of a sudden your pussy odometer of a billion miles is going to go back to zero. That's what Yogi Obes tells these retarded women. I tell women the cold hard truth. And here's the cold hard truth for you ladies out there. Your quality, your lot in life is set by the lowest value man you let between your legs. Let me repeat that. A woman's lot in life, a woman's value is set by the lowest quality man you let between your legs. So if you go out and you sleep with a fucking murderer, that's your lot in life. You know, in the Torah says if a man and a woman have sex outside of marriage, guess what? They have to get married. Why? Because that's the woman lot in life. Do you think I, Amer Metwali, want to get with a woman who went out as fucking Al-Qaeda, niggas, a terrorist, you know, fucking lowlife? Hell no! So, you ladies out there, listen, ladies, if you slept with a no-good man, that's your lot in life. That's where you should be. And this is the reason, this right here is the main reason why you women out there are losers. All you dumb woman had to do, look good, shut the fuck up, keep your motherfucking legs closed, and you really could have had, you know, Prince Charming, but no, you just had to go out there and sleep with some thug from the club who said, yo, baby, let me eat your pussy. This is how easy it is to sleep with women. You guys out there need to understand, a lot of these women out there, you can sleep with them simply by just telling them, let me eat your pussy, okay? Now, this doesn't work for the incel, because you're going to end up being in jail if an incel does that. But, you know, if you're a Chad, you're Tyrone, you're one of those slick-talking niggas, yeah, you can get pretty much any woman you want in bed, and then guess what? You taint her for life. Donovan Sharp did a video about this, a live stream about this the other day, where he asked, does a white woman sleeping with a black man, does that taint her? Yes, yes, it taints a white woman. Guys, any woman I know, any white woman I know, or even an Arab woman for that matter, any white woman I know who's been with a black guy, she's automatically in the garbage can for me. And again, it has nothing to do with skin color. I told you about the time 2 years ago I was living in Orlando. Tyrone was sitting next to me. A mediocre Asian-looking girl came in. Half an hour later, she was bouncing up and down on his cock. Would I have taken it? Would I have taken her if she came and gave me the pussy? Yeah. Why? Because Tyrone was a self-respecting man. This guy owned an Audi. He was well-dressed. He was athletic. He was working on the computer. So obviously, this guy has brains. You know, he has something going on. But if you're a retarded woman, you know, sleep with some guy who's living in Section 8 housing, playing video games all day, you know, fucking smoking weed and having you go out, work and bring him money, guess what? You're a loser. He's a loser. You are a loser. That's your motherfucking lot in life. So this is why you ladies out there are fucking losers. It's because you sleep with low quality men. Ladies, the Torah said it right 3,000 years ago. You have sex with a man outside of marriage, that's your motherfucking lot in life. Don't come at me with that shit saying, oh, well, I was young, I was horny, I was drunk. You spread your legs for that low life. Therefore, your lot and your value is that of that low life. You see, as a woman, your value can never, ever go up, okay? You can be a fucking cab driver. You can be a fucking pizza delivery boy. And your value as a man can go up. Because men have to become. Women just are. So, if you're a woman, you sleep with a loser, you are a loser for the rest of your life. This is why the vast majority of you women out there are losers. And you'll never, ever get that quality man. Alright, so that's my video for you today, guys. I'm gonna maybe try to jump in. The water is really, really cold. This is not the first time I hop into a stream coming down from the mountains. If you guys remember, last year I was in, where was I last year? I was up in the Rocky Mountains where the fuck was I? South Dakota, whatever mountains up there, and I swam in a stream like this, you know. Yes, it's cold, but you know what? I got a towel, I got the heater on, so I just might, you know, or half of my body is already wet, and it doesn't feel all that bad, so I'm probably gonna take a dive and head on out to North Carolina. Today is my second to last day. Not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, God willing, the 30th of September, we're going to update our server from the server we currently have to a bigger, better server. That way, videos can be processed faster, converted faster. The site might be a little bit more responsive. So I'm going to put a site-wide message on September 30th. It's probably going to happen like 2, 3 in the morning, Florida time, when nobody's on the website, and it's not going to take that long. It might take like an hour to just go from one server to another, so just be prepared. September 30th, around 2-3 in the morning, Florida time, We're gonna have to, like, I'm not gonna close down MGTOW TV entirely, but don't do any transactions, you know, don't put money on the wallet, don't comment, don't upload videos, and that's probably only gonna be there for like an hour, 2 hours before we make the move to the new server. So guys, the bottom line I want you guys to understand, most women out there are losers, even though they think that you might be the loser. You have to remember, as a man, you become, okay? Even if you go down, you can still become a woman. The minute she opens her legs to a man, her value is set to that man for her entire existence on this planet. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.